A few decades ago, this truck would likely have belonged to a company owned by a man, but it actually belongs to Barbara Ayers. She is president and CEO of Apple Transfer, based in Fredericksburg, Virginia, which helps move households and businesses all across the United States and overseas. Ayers started the company with her brother in 1988.
We started out, it was just my brother and me. We had one small truck. He actually did the moving, and I took care of the office.
Today, she oversees a fleet of trucks and a large storage facility and employs up to 100 people during peak moving season. Anna Harvey of the U.S. Small Business Administration says women-owned businesses in the U.S. are flourishing.
If you think about 1979, only 5% of the privately owned businesses in this country were owned by women. So we are now here in 2000, almost 13, and 30% of the privately owned businesses are owned by women.
Harvey says the trend started with legislation passed in the 1970s.
Back then, it was an act passed that allowed women to actually get a loan without having a male co-signer. And that really made a difference in terms of women business ownership.
And then, says Harvey, there's the economy.
There's been a kind of a batch of layoffs, and the women just turned around and said, you know what, I am going to look for a business, but in the meantime, I'm going to start something I've always wanted to do, and that becomes the actual business.
Harvey, who used to be a small business owner herself, says the federal government is there to help women in a number of ways.
Last year, we helped about 160,000 women with, business plans, marketing plans, social media interactions, everything that you need to build the business.
Barbara Ayers says special federal government programs offered to small female-owned companies have helped her procure government contracts.
The bulk of our client is the Department of Defense. We are classified as a defense contractor.
And it has opened doors in areas that have traditionally been closed to women.
I'm in the trucking industry, and so I am a novelty because this is traditionally a male-dominated industry. So I sometimes find resistance, no reflection on men. But it is just the attitude and the thought of the way that it was.
But Ayers says it has all been worthwhile.
When I'm driving on the highway and I see one of my trucks, it is a very proud, proud moment as I see it drive by.
It's a feeling being shared by more and more American women entrepreneurs. Julie Tabo, VOA News, Fredericksburg, Virginia.